Good afternoon and welcome to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO and online at KFYO.com. Coming up on the Thursday edition of the program, a lot to get into already as U.S. Senator Ted Cruz will be my guest at 9:35. Remember, if you're out and about, you can always download the Radio Pup app, listen to the interview there, like one of our listeners was tuning in today from Seymour, Texas, via the Radio Pup app. You can also listen inside your office, wherever you are with the internet connection. Just go log on, like you are now, to KFYO.com, and you can listen. But U.S. Senator Ted Cruz will join me tomorrow morning at 9:35. Some of the things we will, of course, talk about: the government shutdown, the default, the debt ceiling, all of that kind of good stuff, and any updates that happen overnight. Looking forward to visiting with Senator Ted Cruz on the program Thursday morning. Lots of stuff going on nationally, of course, locally as well, as more and more people starting to talk about the possibility that Congressman Randy Neugebauer will have an opponent in the primary. In fact, he'll probably have more than just one opponent in the Republican primary, if everything works out the way that I'm hearing it. But John Steinmetz expected to, at least he's thinking right now about running. And if you're at this point where it's already leaking out that you're going to run, I'm predicting that it's a 90 to 95% chance that John Steinmetz does run. John Steinmetz, of course, former Lubbock County Republican chairman. I guess that's something that you get once you become Lubbock County Republican chairman. You get the opportunity to run for Congress and challenge the incumbent. I don't know. That's what happened with Chris Wynn. I think John Steinmetz would actually do a better job. It would be hard to do to run a worse campaign than what Chris Wynn ran. But I think there are a number of obstacles in the way for John Steinmetz. Not just John Steinmetz, but anyone else as well. Number one is going to be his age. Well, I guess number one would actually be money, but I think he would have the connections to bring in a decent amount of money to challenge Congressman Neugebauer. But the other issue, or one of the other issues, is going to be his age. He's 35 years old, which, if you're in the Metroplex, if you're in Austin, if you're in Houston, that's okay. That might actually be a plus. You know, you're young, you're hip, you can, the younger voters can connect with you. Out here in West Texas, that actually may not be a good thing. You know, there are a lot of folks out here in West Texas that would actually probably say, you know what, I'd rather take the guy who's been there and who has the experience than the new guy who has no experience at all in elected office other than being a Lubbock County Republican chairman. So that's one of the things that John Steinmetz will have to overcome. Also, his lack of ag. You know, one of the big knocks against Randy Neugebauer is that he's not very ag-friendly, or he's not ag-friendly enough. He's not a farmer. Well, yeah, and John Steinmetz, he's not a farmer either, so I don't know exactly how that'll go. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Now, as far as the positive things about a Steinmetz run, he's young and he has energy, and that's something that Congressman Randy Neugebauer obviously does not have going for him. A lot of the knocks and a lot of the calls that I got and emails that I got today knocking the congressman were about how he's not out in front of the cameras. He's not one of those Ted Cruz voices. Well, folks, there aren't many Ted Cruz voices out there. There aren't a lot of representatives that you know about in the House of Representatives. But I understand where people are coming from. A lot of Texans now spoiled on Ted Cruz, and I get it. And so that's one area I think that John Steinmetz can actually come out and say, you know what, I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to be fighting for the people of West Texas, and you're going to see me fighting. I think that's something that even the Neugebauer camp would say, yeah, you know what, I wish our guy would be out in front of the camera a little bit more. I wish our guy would be fighting a little bit more. Now, what Steinmetz will have to do is try to convince folks that he is a better replacement, or that he will be better than Randy Neugebauer. You go back and you look at the voting record of Randy Neugebauer, it's actually not that bad. It's a pretty good voting record. A lot of you would probably agree with the voting record of Randy Neugebauer. So what will John Steinmetz do to counter that? It remains to be seen. Really, whoever challenges Randy Neugebauer will have to come up with a way to convey to the audience and convey to the people voting, you know what, I think my way is the best way. Time to retire Randy Neugebauer. It'll be very interesting. Primary season already kicking off And John Steinmetz hasn't even officially said that he's running. Over in D.C., speaking of D.C., the Washington, D.C. mayor confronting Harry Reid on the Capitol steps over the shutdown's impact on his city. An unusual confrontation took place, this is from the Washington Post, on the U.S. Capitol steps Wednesday when the district mayor, Vincent Gray, crashed a news conference held by Senate Democrats and asked Majority Leader Harry Reid to exempt the city from the ongoing shutdown. Quote, "Sir, we are not a department of government," Gray told Reid moments after the mayor concluded his own press event about 50 yards away from where Reid was. "We simply are trying to be able to spend our own money." Quote, "I'm on your side. Don't screw it up, okay? Don't screw it up," Reid told his fellow Democrat. The tension from the Democrats comes after the Republican-controlled House voted last week to pass a bill to allow the district to use its own locally raised tax funds to maintain operations, but Democrats, including Harry Reid and Obama, have held fast in opposition to funding and putting together a piecemeal funding bill. Very interesting to see some of the Democrats starting to crack here, and it's because polling data is coming back that's showing, yeah, Republicans aren't the only ones being blamed here. Speaking of President Obama, you know, yesterday in his press conference, he gave this dire picture, painted this dire picture of if the United States defaults on October 17th. Well, this from the Washington Post, Moody's offering a different view on the debt limit. One of the nation's top credit agencies says that the U.S. Treasury Department is likely to continue paying interest on government debt, even if Congress fails to lift the limit on borrowing next week, preserving the nation's AAA credit rating. In a memo being circulated on Capitol Hill, Moody's Investors Service offers answers to frequently asked questions. That's something that maybe the president should read about the government shutdown now in its second week. President Obama has said that unless Congress acts to raise the debt limit, by next Thursday, the nation will be at risk of default. Quote, this from Moody's, "We believe the government would continue to pay interest and principal on its debt, even in the event that a debt limit is not raised, leaving the creditworthiness intact. The debt limit restricts government expenditures to the amount of its incoming revenues. It does not prohibit the government from servicing its debt. There is no direct connection between the debt limit and a default." Memo offers a starkly different view of the consequences. Imagine that, the White House painting a doom and gloom picture while the real world sits around and goes, "And what's the big deal?" Remember to follow me on Twitter, at ChadHDRadio. That's at ChadHDRadio on Twitter. Tomorrow on the show, Stephen Orr, he'll preview West Texas Friday night football with the in the high school ranks. He'll join me at 9 o'clock. And then at 9:35, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz will be my guest. Hope you have a fantastic day. We'll catch you tomorrow.